Hello and welcome to Toxic Tea Podcast. I'm your co-host Erin.
And I am Ashley, her wife, still.
That's not the tagline.
I want to mix it up.
Oh.
For I can do what I want. It's my podcast.
For season two?
I can do whatever I want.
Okay.
We're still married. We're wives. Sister wives.
Okay, cool.
So, if you didn't know, now you know.
Well, happy snow day.
Happy snow day.
We got some snow in Portland, and we've been trapped in the house all weekend.
Inch and a half of snow, but hefty winds.
Hefty winds. Hefty trap.
Hefty winds.
It's cold.
Freezing, literally.
Yeah. Yesterday was not fun to play in the snow. We couldn't even walk the dogs. Their feet were too cold.
Oh, my God. They were walking on, like, you know, like, on my tippies. literally, like, one leg up, back leg. Lifted, walking on their tippies of their other three legs.
No, it's so true.
It's funny, but not. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then they were inside all day just fiending to get out.
Bugging the shit out of us, honestly.
No. For those who have dogs and couldn't walk them yesterday, like, we feel you.
I hope you had a yard.
Yeah. So. Yeah, well, hopefully, well, so snow again this week, so stay safe.
Stay safe, San Diego.
Stay safe. And if you didn't get snow wherever you are, well, I don't know. Like, it wasn't a true snow day.
No, honestly, though, like, it wasn't really the snow. Like, it snowed an inch and a half. Like, it wasn't that serious.
No, I know.
It's just the wind. Like, the wind damaged everything.
The wind damaged everything, but we still acted like it was a snow day.
Yeah.
We watched some good movies and shows. We made a good...
We watched some bad movies.
I don't wanna...
And we will, like, yeah, we will.
You want to talk about it?
Like, Erin was like, oh my God, we should watch that movie because that actress from Bridesmaids is in it. And I was like, okay. Like, you know.
And it was in the top 10 on Netflix.
What's it called?
I don't
Single
even know.
Single Moms Club. Tyler Perry. And it was just like dog shit.
It was terrible. One of the worst movies I've ever seen.
It's just terrible. Like, corny acting. Like, I'm just.
I didn't know it was a Tyler Perry movie, and I didn't know. I thought it was going to be really funny.
Yeah, it was not. Like,
it wasn't funny at all. It was like a serious movie.
It was a serious movie that, like, tried to have some comedy in it. It just, like, wasn't funny. I think Tyler Perry's funny, to be honest.
No, and the comedy in it was awkward because it was, like, so it felt so out of place.
It just wasn't good.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be maybe a good nap movie, but I ended up not napping. Yeah. And I was like, this movie sucks.
Yeah, we ended up watching the whole movie because one thing about me is once I get into a movie, like, if we cross a certain point, like, I'm finishing it.
No, I know. And it's crazy too, because that always happens at night. I'm like, hey, I want to go to bed. There's like 30 minutes left.
You committed to it.
I can't.
We're watching it.
Oh, it's also the same thing as how you, like, can't stop your book. You have to stop it on a chapter.
I have to stop it on a chapter. I have to.
And that's a big difference between me and you.
You'll just stop on a fucking page.
On a dime.
But that's wild. That's chaotic to me.
What was the other thing that we discussed that was very different between you and I recently?
How you fought that paper bag at Safeway today. You guys, Erin got in a fist fight today with a paper bag.
We spent too much time together.
No, like, we have to go to work. She was trying to put another paper bag, like, you know, double bag it. And she had her fucking gloves on. Like, what?
So we walked there.
I know, but, like, you could have taken your gloves off in the store. No, that's crazy.
It's still cold.
I was dying. So she just, like, couldn't do it. And then she just dropped it in the cart and moved to go get the groceries. And, like, I did it.
No, I was getting so flustered and embarrassed. And you said, do you want help?
Like,
and I said,
yeah, you need... Just like you're like me to do it. Like,
I don't,
that's crazy.
No, I don't think people talk about this enough. The stress and anxiety you feel in a self-checkout when you feel like you're taking a long time and you're like, oh my God, everyone's staring at me. Like, I'm not scanning fast enough. Like, I'm not putting the stuff. Like, someone's right behind me.
I just, like.
That's my brain.
Yeah, I just feel like I move faster than, like, the average person. So, like, I'm fine.
Oh, so you don't stress about that?
No. And not in there either. I just don't.
Okay.
And I also think their new checkout system sucks.
Okay, well.
If you know, you know.
And maybe talk to your mom about that.
I'm going to call my mom about it. I'm going to tell her. I'm going to say this new checkout system sucks.
The restructuring is weird.
It's trash.
Mm-hmm.
But I digress.
Okay, well, I'm happy for you that you don't get stressed.
Thanks.
Also, you did make me some good meals this weekend.
Fire. Fuego.
Mm-hmm.
Flamas.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta, is it, okay, is it immersion or emulsion? Oh. I don't, like, honestly know what either thing is, to be honest.
Okay.
And, but I got a blender.
I'm gonna Google it.
You know, the stick one.
Yeah.
Looks like a wand.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Wait.
There's one, there's both.
It's immersion blender.
Have I been saying emulsion?
This I've whole been.
Fucking time.
No, I have been too.
I'm embarrassed. I text like two people that. Maybe they don't know either. Laura, let me know if you knew. And why didn't you correct me if you did know?
I think it's one of those things.
Put me in my place.
It just sounds right.
Well, I got one of those blenders. I'm going to call it a wand blender.
Do you know what emulsion is, though?
No idea. What?
Extinct parasitic fungus.
I'm shook.
I'm so dead. You were saying emulsion blender.
I hope that I have to go back. Like, I have to continue my adult education. It's embarrassing.
No, it goes back to our theory of, like, we need adult continuing education.
We do.
For life.
We are all getting dumber by the minute.
Like, immersion blender, I don't think I would have thought
I think
that.
When I asked you to get it for me, I said emulsion blender. Swear to God.
I've just been running with that, too.
Swear to God. Well, I got a wand blender. Excuse me. And I've been dying to try it. So I went to the store and I bought all the things to make tomato bisque. And I did. Mm-hmm. And it was decent. I told you I need one less tomato and like chili flakes, like something to add a little spice. But it was good. It was good. I'll give it good. I won't give it great.
Yeah, it was good. And then I made that viral TikTok recipe about
chocolate strawberries.
The chocolate strawberries with the almond butter and you freeze them. Fire. Definitely 10 out of 10 make them.
She made me stop eating them halfway through the tray. Ripped them out of my fingers.
It's not that I made you stop eating them, but you said this is the last one and then you took another one. And I said I
only said that to appease you. I didn't say that for me.
Yeah, because you were like, I'm going to sit here and eat this whole tray. And I was like, I kind of like want that to be our dessert, you know, maybe for the week or something.
The week? It's sorry if I just blew your ears off. The week? That shit's not lasting till tomorrow morning.
Ashley, that's
a lot. I'm blasting that tray tonight.
No, exactly my point.
It's blast offs.
Then I have to ask you, like, okay, are you full yet?
And I'm like, if I was full, I'd stop.
No, but I just.
No, I am part pug. I'll eat till I explode.
You just eat, and then I'm like, do you feel like maybe that's enough?
No, honestly, I'm just going to get out of the way now. That is my toxic trait. I have no control. I'm like a pug. Like, Erin can't have chips in the house. She can't have little treats laying around. I'll eat them.
Yeah, it's.
I have to tell you to take them away.
Yeah.
I'll eat them all. Mm-hmm. It's not like I will eat the whole bag.
Yeah.
I care about what is going to come from that. Like, I think about it before, but as soon as I'm eating it, it's done. All my thoughts are gone.
That's why I like saw you blacking out.
No,
I was
blacking out.
Also, I want to eat these. Yeah, it's not just, I wasn't doing it to be rude, but yeah, it was like, hey, like, this is for us.
No, I was blacking out.
Yeah, like, slow your roll.
No. I literally was, my mouth was watering.
Yeah, I saw it. It was like drooling.
Yeah, salivating. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well,
I made breakfast yesterday too.
You did. Pancakes.
Cinnamon bun pancakes. Mm-hmm. Fire.
They are fire. Trader Joe's mix. So good. That's basically, you know, if we had, like, I can only imagine if there was more snow days. Like,
I made a real cocktail tonight for dinner. I said this after I made it. Don't have me home early.
Yeah.
Don't let me have multiple days where I'm home at 5 because I am a chef and I am a bartender.
Yeah. I know.
Again, like right above average, not like a real chef, but like above average.
Wait, we need to check in with you because last week when I recorded alone, mm-hmm. I said you started your new job and we needed your feedback on office culture and your first few weeks thoughts.
Y'all.
You have Outlook.
Guys. That was literally first order of business was what's my email and what platform do we use? Come to find out it's Outlook.
Yeah.
It's not great. It's not great. After a week in the office, I like being in the office. Uh-huh. I do enjoy it. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to act in the office though. And yeah. Let me give you some examples.
You're basically an 18-year-old.
No, I like have never had a job. Just let me go through some things this week that I know isn't normal. I didn't use the bathroom for a whole day because I just like didn't think about it, nor maybe I overthought it. I don't really know how to explain it.
Like, I'm so embarrassed for you.
I didn't use the restroom. I used it at lunch and then like the whole day.
I said that's more weird than going to the bathroom.
100%, 100%. I think that was Tuesday. Monday, though, I told you I just didn't eat the whole day because I was working, and then I didn't know if we were supposed to eat in the lunch area only or if I could bring things to my desk and eat. So I just kind of like didn't. And then we went on a facility tour, which was really cool. And we got back. This was Tuesday. And we got back and I was like starving. You guys.
Of course.
I had a meeting right after we got back, which is crazy.
Of course.
And then we have those. And then I had a meeting after. Next thing I knew, it was 5:00. And I was like, I have to drive home and I haven't eaten. So I sat my little ass down in the lunchroom.
Yeah.
And I ate.
It's crazy.
And then I drove back. But like, I didn't know the rules. I still don't really.
Yeah.
I'm also.
It's kind of like you observe. You kind of feel it out. You know?
I am. And some people do. I think it's a whatever you want type of ordeal.
It sounds like it from what you've told me.
I've seen a couple ladies, they eat at their desk. A couple of the guys like to eat together. Here's the other thing too. Like, I don't know how to interact in an office.
Yeah.
Like people are standing up. They're talking to people while they work.
Mm-hmm.
They're meeting at the coffee machine and chit chatting.
Right.
And here's I bring coffee. I don't need to go talk at the coffee machine.
Yeah.
I'm working when I'm at my desk.
Yeah.
I want to put my headphones in and I want to almost be camouflage. Like I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm there to work.
Mm-hmm.
I really am trying to communicate more with people. I think I should.
Yeah.
They're all very friendly.
Yeah.
I don't know how to office jargon. I don't know how to like.
Yeah, maybe you gotta like let loose a little.
I'm stiff in there.
I know.
I was nervous. I still am.
Because you are kind of like an introverted extrovert.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about that when I was putting my face mask on earlier. About
jeez.
Don't let me be home. I was thinking about it earlier because I was thinking about how like I really love just being at home.
Yeah.
But like. You have made me go outside like
me,
like in general, like you have gotten us to travel more. You make us go do things when we travel, like all these things. Like I would be okay. Like I would never see anything if I was just by myself.
Yeah.
We talk about that a lot. Like even when I go to, if I travel for work, if I'm traveling alone, I don't leave my hotel.
I know. It's crazy.
In Seattle. I don't.
Yeah.
But
you did the other week, you went to some shops and you went to a restaurant.
I did have to go shopping and I did take myself to dinner. But I just like don't know how to work in an office because like this isn't an office where you just sit there with your headphones on and you work. Like people are talking. They're bonding. They're going to coffee. They're doing these things.
You don't want people to think you're like rude.
I'm doing my best.
So you really need to like fake it actually.
My resting bitch face and like the way I just like listen to my podcasts and work, which in my opinion is like a boss's dream. But I feel like I'm not a good office mate right now.
This is my advice.
I have to ride the line.
This is my advice because you have to keep one headphone in and one out.
I can't do
so
that.
So you look a little bit more approachable.
I just like can't do that.
But Ashley, okay, well then you got to take both your headphones.
I know.
It's
this is what
one
I've been
or
doing.
Nothing.
This is what I've been doing. Well, I did it one day, obviously. I haven't been in very much. I didn't put my headphones in until like noon, like until like later in the day. Like I feel like in the morning everybody's like chit-chatty.
Yeah.
And then like a couple people had lunch and like wandered. And like once the lady that works like near me like left, I was like, oh, well.
Yeah.
Click, click.
Yeah.
I feel like I can't be the first person to put my headphones on.
Well, yeah. That's what I'm saying. You just sometimes have to almost hide it. I do that a lot.
Yeah. I could also just like maybe make friends.
Yeah. Or, okay, there you go. Like, because you're not an awkward person. You're like making yourself seem like this awkward little hermit crap.
No, no, no. I just like don't. I don't work with other people like in an office setting. I work in my
office. And you're bad at small talk.
I hate it.
But that's what
you're doing my best. I'm doing my best.
Maybe that's why you're bad at small talk, though, because you've never worked in an office.
No, probably.
Hey, like, Lynn, let's go over some right now. Let's role play.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay. Hey, Ashley, how's your morning?
This is so hard to do with you.
Just go on. Pretend.
I can't.
What you would know, you say back to that? Listen,
because you know how like for instance, you have a different work voice. I'm not doing that shit here. You have
to be fake, Ashley.
I am, but I'm not doing that on this. I can't fake it. I'm either in the office or I'm not in the office.
Okay, well, let's just try. Hey, Ash, how was your morning?
I dare somebody to say that.
Hey, Ashley, how was your good morning? How was your morning?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Because the way you waved,
you waved. I didn't notice. Because I do wave.
Oh my god, that was so awesome. Okay, well, we got a lot of work to do. Okay.
Oh my god.
I got a lot of work to do.
Woo.
So yeah.
Well, fuck.
If That was the hardest I've ever laughed recording this podcast, I think.
No, I'm like embarrassed because I'm embarrassed you saw me in that element once. To like, I do wave.
Maybe we should watch The Office so you can pick up on some jargon.
If I could be anybody, I would be Jim.
Why? That's a great question. Why?
I think I just like his sense of humor. I like how dry he is, but like, and he just like does what he's like, he does than what he's supposed to do, you know?
Yeah.
And like, I love that he fucks with Dwight every single day.
Yeah, every day.
Like, it would be fun to work there. And like, his office romance, like, it's cute.
Okay, well, that would make me Pam. But that's obviously really actually weird, because I would say Pam because she keeps the office in order.
She does.
And she's like the most reasonable.
She does keep the office in order.
Oh, okay. Another thing that we decided, okay, you know, you guys know Ashley and I love food. You guys know that. Like, we Yikes. Want really nice food, but we also like some shitty food too. We are not above Domino's, okay? If you say you don't like Domino's, I feel like I know all this is. And if you say, ew, no, I would never eat Domino's, I just know a lot about you. And that's why I'm going to start asking people when I first meet them, do you guys like Domino's?
Yeah, I want to know, because if you don't, your taste buds are damaged.
Yeah, if you're like, ugh, I would never. It's like, well, why?
Damaged.
Why?
Damaged.
So that's just something that maybe you could try when you meet new friends. Or maybe when you go into the office, you need a couple like icebreakers or go-to things.
No, I'm like embarrassed right now.
Yeah, we're not going to practice anymore today, I don't think.
No, I like can't anymore today.
No, I can't laugh again like that.
It hurt to laugh that hard.
I know.
Damn it.
I did ask you this weekend twice if you got the ick when I did two different things, though. Remember one time food fell out of my mouth and you saw it?
That was crazy.
And then
that was a low moment for you.
And then there was another one I can't remember off the top of my head.
I don't have any icks necessarily this week. I can't remember the other one, but I do have some crazy shit that you said to me yesterday.
Oh my god,
it was one of the craziest things you've ever said.
I'll say my side after the story.
It's a pretty like, it's clear cut.
No, it's actually not.
It's insane. So for reference, we were watching Survivor and we were talking about, we were just watching Survivor and I was like thinking in my head, like, I wonder if they always have to have their buffs on. And then I said, that buff would never fit around my body because this girl was like wearing it like a shirt.
Tube top.
A tube top. And I was like, it would never fit around my body. And Aaron said, she said, after 14 days of no eating, it would. Like, bitch, it would fit me today.
There's not. Okay, let me tell my
story. It was insane.
I was half listening, like half on my phone.
It's always the phone excuse, y'all.
No, and then.
Red flag.
And then in the show, they had had no meals. It was on day 14 and they were finally having their first meal. So I was like, yeah, of course it would fit anyone after not eating for 14 days. I wasn't specifically saying it to you. But then after I said that and you looked at me, I started dying laughing like, damn, that was so rude.
It was crazy.
And that came out completely wrong. And I was like,
it hurt.
Of course it would fit you.
It hurt.
Of course it would fit you.
Pull the knife out of my back.
No, of course it would fit you. That was the funniest thing.
I'm going to order one and see.
You should.
That would be fun.
I've always wanted one.
Yeah, they're cute.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it that way.
It was humbling.
And it wouldn't be your style anyway.
That was between the two meals I made her. That's what's crazy.
How would you wear it around your neck? You'd probably wear it as a headband.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure a headband.
Yeah.
For sure.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's my style.
Okay. Were you gonna ask me something?
Was I?
I think so.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think I have anything to ask you.
You said you did.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
When did I say that?
When we were recording and then I cut that part out.
I got nothing.
You don't remember?
No.
Maybe I'll come back to you.
Maybe. I don't remember anything.
I caught our audio acting out, and you guys love to call us out when we sound like the lower voice.
No, you guys love when we sound like
you guys still love it.
And no promises that this entire episode won't be like that, but okay, we caught it.
Wait, I did want to talk to you about something.
Oh, what?
Before we get into our main topic for the week.
Okay.
You know the plane door that opened?
Yeah.
On the plane.
In Portland, yeah.
Yeah, from Portland. Mm-hmm. I talked about it last week.
Oh.
Okay, did you know that the person that was supposed to be sitting in that window seat missed their flight that morning?
What?
Yeah, they were supposed to be there. Isn't that crazy?
Holy shit.
And people were saying it was like the burnt toast theory, which is basically like when you're like running late because maybe you like burnt your toast or something happened, and then you avoid something extremely horrible. Like it was meant to cause you to be late that day. I think he said, I can't remember why. I can't remember if it was like his alarm didn't go off, but he like missed his flight.
Okay. I try to think about that a lot when I'm like in a rush. I'm always like, there's a reason why this is taking you longer.
Mm.
Like if I, of course, I'm like, cause you guys know I show right up on time. Like,
yeah.
If something's happening at 8 p.m., I'm there at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
So if something's going to take me to 8:01, I'm like panicked.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I'll like hit a light or two and it's like, this is happening for a reason. Like there's some reason why I didn't make those two lights.
Maybe you just didn't leave early enough.
Oh, no. I'm thinking like maybe like an accident's going to happen in front
of
me.
No, I know. But that could be a reason too.
No, for sure. I like living on the edge. We know this. We don't have to talk about it.
But isn't that crazy though?
Of course.
Yeah. Whew. So that was interesting.
Their stock must have dropped.
Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
And we fly Alaska a lot.
Flying it this week.
Yeah, we're flying that this week. Hopefully we can get out.
I'm an aisle girly now, so I'm not too concerned.
Yeah. You always make me sit in the middle. And that's love, because I do.
You do. No, it's crazy. I always ask them, like, are you like, I'll put you in the other aisle. Like,
you'll put me in the other aisle.
Yeah, what you mean? I buy the ticket. What you mean?
I don't know. It's just funny how you said that.
Aisle.
Like I'm a child.
Aisle to aisle.
That's weird. I don't want to sit across from you.
No, I'm just saying, like, if you were like, absolutely not, I'm not sitting in the middle, I wouldn't. I'd be like, well, that's fine. Then I'm going to sit in the other aisle.
Yeah.
Okay. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But you're obsessed with me.
Okay. Going back to early what you said earlier, when you said you're such a home person, right before we recorded, you said, I can't wait to get out of this house.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in this house too long.
I did say that. I think it's more just like, if I was alone on one of these snow days, like the lights would be off all day. All I would do is watch movies. I just would. I'm a completely different at home human being than you. You are still productive. You'll exercise still. Like you just do, you still operate like a normal adult human being, where like I want to have a snow day where I'm in the dark all day. I'm watching movies all day. Maybe I napped twice.
Yeah. We kind of did that yesterday.
No, we didn't.
Okay.
I only fell asleep because that movie was shit. It was shit.
Okay.
I don't know how to explain it.
I know what you're saying.
But I'm just like, I also, yeah, like I'm down to go back and just like move around for a couple hours.
Yeah. I was like, okay, well, leave then.
No. She was like, you're going to drive when you don't have to?
Oh my God. I don't even want to get into it. Because you were talking about how you wanted to work out. And I said, why don't you just do the Peloton?
And I said, no.
And for some reason, you have this hate against the Peloton. It's just like
been giving me the ick. I don't know why. Okay. It just has been. I have no explanation.
Okay.
But maybe sometime in the future it won't.
Okay. Well, I don't care either way.
Yeah.
I don't care.
You're supportive.
I just want your happiness is what I kept telling you.
Yeah. Yeah. You just want me to be happy. And I was like, well, same.
And you said, okay, well, leave me alone.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
Okay, let's get into our topic this week because we've been discussing this a lot.
No, this topic has been making us laugh and cry.
Of you know laughter.
What I mean? That's what I mean.
Because it's and hilarious. Cry.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's hilarious.
It's funny because we just have, like, this just, this shit is so funny to us.
I don't even know how to start is describing it. Okay. When you guys, maybe you have people on the internet that you follow or friends or family members or people that you work with, like whoever it is that you're in contact with, I'm sure you've had people say this. When people post on their Instagram or they say it out loud, they say, I just don't have time to go on social media. Like
Okay. Let's back up.
Okay.
I don't know if it's that.
Okay. Okay.
I think what we're thinking of is when people say, I don't have time to be active on social media in whatever realm that means. Like,
yeah.
Post, scroll, like, you know what I mean?
Didn't I just say that?
I don't know.
This is literally what I just said. I don't have time to be on social media.
Yeah. Go back.
So
cut that.
Were you going to add something to that
thought?
Let's
just cut it out.
Why? No, that's funny.
Is it?
Yeah. I don't want to cut it out.
Okay, well,
because you just describing the same thing I described.
Because I'm thinking of like, it's not just like being. I don't know. I don't know what I'm thinking.
This is hard to describe.
It's a really hard. Okay, let me just tell you exactly. Let me just tell you, we all have that one fucking person in our lives that is like, oh my God, I don't need to post everything I do on social media because I'm private and I don't need everyone in the world to see what I'm doing all the time. But then we see what they're doing all the time.
Yes. Like,
that shit is crazy to me.
Okay, okay. And this is why it's crazy, because people will say that and they're saying it like they're better than you for being on social media. Or sorry, for being off social media.
You know what is really tired? People trying to say they're not on social media and like make that cool. Like, oh, I don't even pay attention to social media. Oh, I don't
even know what's going on with them because I don't go on social media.
Like, stop.
Okay, but
stop.
Okay, so, but the reason why it's frustrating is because, one, then you're kind of giving me shade for going on social media and knowing something. First of all, that's the first A.
Yeah.
That's subcategory A.
Yeah.
Okay? So now you're acting like I am a loser and wasting my time,
a piece of shit on social media
all day. Okay, that's the kind of takeaway I'm feeling. Then next, if you then start posting anything, now I'm thinking, okay,
I'm thinking they're a liar.
So I'm a liar because
a hypocrite.
Why? Yes, because I do want to say that there are people, true, like my sister went off social media. I think maybe in 2020. Has not ever been on, does not care, does
no,
not.
You,
there's
Aaron,
certain people.
It's the people that say, oh, I just don't have time to be, okay. Oh, I can't even like dive into that far. There are just some people that want to pretend like they're like not doing shit on social media because it's like a cool thing to say, oh, I don't really pay attention to social media. Like we all have people who say that shit. Listen, I don't care what your social media like usage is.
Mm-hmm.
I personally, I like social media because I feel like I have a healthy relationship with social media. I enjoy posting the things that I do in my life on social media because I feel like it's a really easy way to keep people informed of what's going on in my life.
Yeah.
And like people be like, I hate seeing, you know, this or that on social media, then fucking change it.
Yeah.
Like you act like you're.
Oh, like, because it's also disrespectful, because it's saying, okay, well, then what your friends are posting, you don't enjoy seeing. I love going to social media. I love seeing what my friends are
posting.
I just want
to keep up with my friends. And
show me more.
Yeah, I want to see what my friends are doing. I want to see, like, that's what it's fucking for. That's what it's for. So yeah. When people are like, I hate seeing shit on social media, I'm like, why is your feed have that on it?
Do you maybe need different friends?
Do you need different friends? Do you need to mute people?
Follow different people.
You can literally build whatever you want to see on there.
Yes.
That's why it bugs the shit out of me. People are like, I'm not into social media. That's fine. If you're not into social media, like, some of my best friends aren't on social media at all.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
They don't talk about it. They don't.
Yeah. You don't have to make others feel bad for being on it.
And like, I follow certain things to like get, you know, little nuggets of information on social media.
Yeah.
The people I'm talking about of my friends that are on social media, they also aren't like oblivious to what's going on in the world. They have other sources of news that they follow and keep. So it's like,
sure.
It's like, I feel like some people like, oh my God, I have no idea what's going on in the world because I'm not on social media. That's lazy. You can still know what's going on in the world without social media.
Yeah.
We all knew what was going on before we had it. Yeah. So that, and when people just like try to make.
Are you talking about for news in general?
Just news in general.
Yeah.
But then people, like, it just really bothers me when people want to pretend like they're not on social media.
Yes.
Like, it's okay to enjoy it.
Uh-huh.
It's okay to not want to be on it.
Uh-huh. No one's forcing you to post.
You don't have to throw shade. But you also aren't, don't be a hypocrite. I feel it's such peace that I don't need to post on social media and show everybody what I'm always doing all the time. Bitch, I know what you did this whole day today.
Literally.
I saw you go to breakfast. Literally. I saw you go on a flight.
Yeah.
I saw where you went.
Yeah.
I saw what you did when you got there.
Yeah.
I even know where you're staying.
Mm-hmm.
Eat my ass.
Yeah. But it's such a deeper thing because it's saying, okay, well then maybe one, are you using the wrong platform? Why don't you find a different platform that you enjoy using? Mm-hmm. Go on Pinterest. Maybe go try TikTok.
Great platform.
If you don't like social media at all, then and you're going to make other people feel bad for going on it. My take is then don't go on it. You don't go on it at all.
Yeah. You just don't have to shade people who like social media. I use social media for my business too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you right now, it's how I've gotten a job.
Mm-hmm.
Social media works.
Yeah.
You can use it in whatever way you want to use it. But mm-hmm. It works because of the times we live in.
People use it to date. People use it to get new jobs. People use it to make new friends. People
build brands on social media.
To find restaurants, to find places they want to travel. Like, there's all different types of things. So if people say, I just don't have time to go on social media. I also think it's, for me, I take it personal because I'm like, okay, I'm busy too, right?
And we're that's just my own ego. We're all busy.
That's my own ego. Yep. Yeah, I know that. But yeah, we are all busy. I'm sorry that even if I had something more during the day, I don't know.
No, we were talking about this last night when people were like, oh my God, I have no time to go on social media. I don't know how you have any time to do that. And I'm like,
yeah,
bitch, I do have time to do that. I take pride in the fact that with the job I have,
mm-hmm.
I'm pretty fortunate to be able to have flexibility in my schedule to have time to do things that I enjoy doing.
Yeah.
I'm not so burnt toast at the end of the day that I can't sit in bed and scroll for 5 minutes.
Right.
I enjoy keeping up with it. It's funny to me. I don't have a negative relationship with social media, so it's fine. But I'm also not out here you're not on social media? Fuck, for why not? It's so, don't push it on me, bitch. or don't I'm not going to push it on you, and also don't push not being on, I don't care. Why is it like religion? Don't push your shit on me.
Know? It is, it's so frustrating when people then, because you're like, that's happened to me. And then I feel dumb. Cause I'm like, no, it's not that I'm stalking anyone or scrolling all day.
And that's another thing when people are like, I feel like everybody has their own interpretation of what quote, being on social media is.
Right.
Some people are I think interpreted that as oh my God, you're digging into people, you're researching, you're always spiraling and going into deep holes. And then for other people, it's like
acting toxic almost.
Yeah, I feel people relate them together, and it's
you can
sure, there are some people who do that.
Right.
And I think that's a negative part of social media.
Sure.
I also think people who do that have a negative relation. Like,
or I could see how it is like hard on people's mental health.
Yeah. Like social media is hard. Like there's people, I mean, I'll just say there's people I have muted because I don't, it doesn't.
I have a ton of people muted.
It doesn't do anything for my, like, positive for me. Like, I don't really care to see what they're doing.
No.
But I also, like, it's not worth, like, burning a relationship. Like, I just, like,
yeah,
we don't need to see each other's shit. Or, like, I,
you're not bringing anything.
You're not bringing anything really positive. And, like, yeah, I just, like, don't really care to see your shit.
Yeah.
Which is fine. That's, like,
that's fine.
I think that is why they have all those things up on, like, the preferences. Because you're allowed to curate your social media, like, and
you also can unfollow if you really want to.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. You can block somebody, you can mute somebody, you can unfollow them. Like, you have to be willing to do those things. But I feel like a lot of people just relate it to, like, social media is so toxic and it's so mind numbing and it's dumb. And it's like, oh, well, I don't agree, because I like to keep up with my friends on social media. Like, I never knew what my friends were doing when I was younger. I know what all my friends are doing now.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I agree. I like seeing what my friends are doing. I like keeping up on the news. I like seeing sports updates. I find so much content to talk about on this podcast. And social media just makes me laugh so much. I think it always, I die laughing at videos.
I love social media.
I like social media.
I do too.
I think that's the moral of our story. We like social media.
I'm not against it. I'm not here to talk shit about people who don't use it.
Use it if you
want. Do whatever you want.
And don't use it if you don't want. But don't make other people feel bad for their choice. If you don't want to be on social media, fine.
And don't be that person that posts on social media that you don't like posting your shit on social media. Bitch, I just read this on social media.
I just read it that you didn't like posting on social media.
On your post on social media. That's fake to me.
So you said you didn't like social media. Then why are you using
stay
this?
Off.
Then why are you just using this as
stay
a platform?
Off. Stay off my app.
Then stay off.
Get off my platform.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's just
hypocritical to me. I don't know.
No, it's the most toxic thing.
That is what's toxic about social media. People making people feel dumb or like.
Yeah.
Or just they like being hypocritical about it. Like,
don't act like you guys aren't snooping and doing things. We know.
Everybody does. It's fine. It's okay to like social media.
Yeah.
That's the point, is to make it what you want and what you like. If you don't like any news or anything, you can literally mute all that. No. Not follow it.
Or only follow funny memes and send them to me.
Literally, you can do it. You can only follow this podcast if you really want happiness.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you can do whatever you want.
Follow quotes, follow animals eating.
No, that is the side of TikTok we all need to be on. That side's funny. The baby monkeys, stop.
Oh, and also people who are not on TikTok, which is fine, but it is crazy how you can't even explain a trend to them.
It's not funny.
Because they don't, it's like a different world that they don't even
funny.
Know exists.
It's not funny. You have TikTok friends and then you just have friends. Because
it's so weird.
I can't say, I think I like this little life to everybody.
I think I like this little life.
No, you can't do that to everybody.
If you're not on TikTok, you'll have no idea what
we're
talking
about
right now.
What the fuck are they doing?
You'll have no idea.
And it's just like, I like this little life.
I think.
Like, and
no,
if
I know
you don't
that's
get
blowing
it,
out people's eardrums.
Yeah. Sorry if you just like swerved.
Sorry.
Whoops.
But exactly.
You won't get it.
You won't get it, and that's okay.
It's heartbreaking.
It is.
If you've never watched North Sea TikTok, heartbreaking.
No, you're not missing much if you're not watching
that. That's just scary.
Exactly. Like, I don't want to be watching that. What side of TikTok?
On animals eating food side of TikTok. It's so cute.
Yeah.
They're chomping.
I'm on, I think I like this little life TikTok still.
It's solid.
I'm trying to think of what other things I've been watching. Still like a lot of Nicki content. Oh, yeah. A lot of people talking shit about Ariana Grande.
Well.
That's the kind of TikToks I'm getting a lot of.
Well, she's unhinged.
Okay, before we wrap up this thought and before I want to say something quickly about Ariana, the point is, in conclusion, if you go to make a post on your post about how you feel good about not being on Instagram or not being on TikTok, look back at how much content you've posted. Do a little, you know, deep search into your own history and your archive, okay? And if you've posted more than 5 times in a week, in a day, what would you say? maybe just look internally to say, do I need to actually post this to say I feel better about not being on it? Or can I just think it?
And just like own your shit. If you like being on social media, like it. If you don't, don't.
Yeah. And it's okay to like it.
It's okay.
It's fun. That's why it's there. It's fun. It's,
yeah. Like I like it. Period.
Post a funny thing.
I hope that every, you know, I shoot for every day, but like I know that I'm not shooting 100. Mm-hmm. But I like to think that at least a few times a week people watch my story and laugh.
And that's the goal, Ashley.
Yeah, whether it's at me, at the kids that I train, yeah, because they're pure comedy.
Yeah.
Or animals eating food. Like whatever it is, like if I'm laughing at it, I want to share it with my community, if you will.
Exactly. And also too, I'm usually posting things because I'm laughing.
Of course.
So like I think it's funny. I'm not going to think twice about posting it because nope. I think it's funny.
Yeah.
And if you don't think it's funny, like again, you can mute me or unfollow me.
I don't care.
I don't care. But like, I hope you do think it's funny because that's my goal, is like, I want to make somebody else laugh a little bit because I laughed.
Like, here's the deal. I'm not posting on social media like for anyone's sake
approval
or anything. I post what I like to post on there.
Yeah.
We all know I use a lot of mine for work.
Yeah.
I don't like consider it work. Like I like showing how my kids are doing good.
Yeah.
I enjoy hyping my clients up.
Sure.
I enjoy hyping up my gym.
Sure.
I like that shit.
Yeah.
My people.
Yeah.
I like doing that. Yeah. So sue me.
Sue me.
So yeah, I just like, if you like it, you like, I don't, whatever.
Yeah. You don't have to change.
I'm not.
No one has to change.
Yeah. I think you can just do whatever you want to do. But one, don't be fake and say that you don't post on social media when you post it on social media right now.
You just posted
that on your post.
It's kind of like how that one podcast Ride talks about they rode for announcing an announcement.
Don't.
How a lot of people do that. And
stop.
For those who don't know, it's when you go on and say, I have an announcement. I'm going to have an announcement on Friday.
I'm going to have an announcement on Friday at 3 p.m.
There's an announcement on Friday at 3 p.m. because something's dropping. You just announced an announcement.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's the same concept.
It is. Like, I don't.
You don't need to announce that you don't like being on this thing, that you're on this thing. It's so meta.
No, it's so meta.
It's so meta.
It's so meta.
What were people doing before they were saying on social media that they don't want to be on social media?
I was leaving my away message up at basketball, BRBTTYL, winky face, tongue out.
We were telling people.
Old school emoji.
We were telling people where we were. That was like the OG stories.
Meet me at the hoop, winky face.
I'm at the mall with my girls. BRB.
GRLZ. Girls.
I'm at the mall with my girls.
Because we didn't have enough character spaces in our away message, remember?
Yeah. And I still wanted people to know where I was and what I was doing.
Same.
Okay.
Like, I've always been like that. I don't care. But yeah. I am an introvert at the same time.
But
don't
you are an introvert.
Don't get it twisted. I don't know how to. Don't even.
Oh, my God.
Hey, y'all, next time you see me, try to talk to me like you would talk to me if we were in an office and see how I react.
No. Oh, my God.
I'm embarrassed.
I'm so embarrassed for you.
No, I like make myself cringe.
Maybe you should do that as a TikTok. Ugh. Pretending like this. I think this will be helpful for all people, Ashley. I think if you start a TikTok, that a little trend, like a little series on our TikTok of trying to learn office culture talk.
I'm embarrassed.
And it can just be you trying new things. And I think that way it would make you more comfortable. I need to hear people's feedback, but I think that should be your next TikTok.
I need something. I need continued adult education because I am literally an intern. But when it comes to my actions and like my ability to function in office, I am at an intern's level.
Yeah.
But I do not have an intern's job. So like I need to start acting.
Hey, Ashley, like how was your drive?
And I would be like, first of all, the other thing is I'm trying so hard to remember everyone's name.
Yeah.
It's really hard being a new person in office that everybody knows each other because they all know my name and it's hard for me to remember their names.
Know.
So if I haven't had a meeting with them yet, I don't know their name.
I know. It's okay. You'll learn it.
But like, I'm doing my best. Yeah. People be like, hey, Ashley, do you want to go get coffee? And I'd be like, oh my God. No, I wouldn't say that. I would be like, oh, thanks. I brought coffee today. But next time.
That was good. That was good.
Yeah. I feel like I always just really try to smile.
That's
because
nice.
I do have like.
You need to be approachable.
I do have RBF.
Okay. Did you ask a question back when they ask you one? Hey, Ashley, how was your drive?
I'll be like, oh, it was great. How was your weekend?
Good one, Ash.
Or I'll be like, ugh, there was an accident in Olympia, but I still got here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not a big deal. The rain was, it wasn't raining today. How was your weekend?
Good one, Ash.
I always ask a question back, at least one question.
That was great.
I always ask people, you know, like there's, I, here's the thing, you guys, I know how to small talk. It's just like not my favorite. And also I'm not like seeking it out. Like I would never be like, oh, here's, okay, here's it. Here's what it is.
Yeah.
When there are a million people in one area.
Yeah.
I will do anything I can to avoid that area because I don't want to talk
to like the
like
group?
let's say for instance in the lunch area.
Yeah.
There are two guys eating lunch, two guys just chit chatting by the coffee machine. And then like there's a couple people outside of that in the office area just like talking. Even if I was going to die if I didn't get a drink of water in the next 60 seconds, I would not approach that area.
Wow.
I do not want that.
Why?
There's a lot of things that can happen. There's just like so many different people that might want to talk to you or not talk to you, which is also embarrassing.
I think for you, it's probably who maybe not talk to
no,
you.
No, I really don't like, I don't. And when you're the new person, everybody is, which is so kind.
Yeah.
Trying to get to know you a little bit better.
Yeah.
And so you feel like you're just, again, like having a lot of small talk about like the same things.
Yeah.
Who you are, where you're from.
You know what it sounds like? Hmm. It sounds like you need to go into a toxic work environment to appreciate
no,
the
I have
attention.
I have an amazing office. I really do. They're all so sweet. They're all so kind. Like they're
because
very nice.
Try going into a place where no one wants to talk to you and is rude.
Yeah.
There's different clinics like that in healthcare. Some people are so mean.
No, we're a team.
And so you have a good problem.
I don't know if you know the storm. We're a team. We're a family.
I'm waiting for my gear.
We're a family.
Go storm. I'm waiting for my gear.
I took a facility tour last week. You guys, our new facility is going to be insane.
Can't wait.
It's beautiful.
Okay.
I just need to be better in the office. I'll give you guys updates on how it goes. I can't wait to actually just do videos and show you guys how my dumb conversations in there have gone and like how I'm the reason why they're maybe not going well.
Can you set your phone down, you know, like below, like on your desk recording? And then when people are talking to you, we can see your.
I honestly think that that's probably a violation.
Oh, because you're like recording conversations?
Of course.
It's not small talk.
I think it's just like, it's like, I'm going to say espionage. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, you also said emulsion.
We both did. Don't point the finger at me.
I never actually said anything.
When there's one pointing at me, there's three pointing back at you.
I never actually.
I learned that in school.
I never actually said anything.
In my real childhood learning days. I need adult continued, but I learned that back in the day.
Okay. Well, I
you point
again,
one at me, there's three pointing back at you. Look.
Oh, wow. That is deep.
Yeah. My teacher told me that. She taught us all that in the first grade. I think her name was Mrs. McDonald. We used to always say Mrs. McDonald had a farm, and she did have a farm actually.
That's really cool. Ash.
And she took us to a goldfish farm.
You've already told the story on the podcast.
Well, if you know, you know, and if you don't, welcome to this podcast.
Yeah, if you're new here, welcome. We haven't said that in a while.
Welcome to the Emulsion Podcast.
If you're just starting here, that's fine. You don't have to go back and listen. Like you really don't.
You
but
should.
We encourage you.
You
to.
You should.
Yeah.
Just to learn a little bit about us.
Yeah. And you know what? Tell your friend. To listen to. Pass it along. Word of mouth always works.
It does.
Write us at toxicteapodcast@gmail.com. We're not going to get into write-ins today. We're actually going on vacation, so we're recording two episodes today.
Wow.
Well, I just want to, because usually we talk about like current updates and people are going to be like, oh, you're not going to talk about your vacation?
Oh, okay.
Don't you think?
I mean, whatever.
Okay. Well, it's giving you don't agree.
No, Aaron's literally always trying to make sure that you guys like are good.
I care about our listeners.
No, like always. She's like, I just want to make sure they know. It's cute.
Like, I just care.
Yeah, no, it's cute to care. It's in.
And you know what? I want them to be informed on social media.
That's how you can find us.
And that's how the updates will be. And you can write us on social media.
We will be acting out in Palm Springs this week.
We will be acting out. And you guys should act out on your own form as well.
Yeah, do what
whatever
you
platform
do.
You want to act out in. If you don't want to be on a platform and you want to act out in your real life, that's fine too.
You're talking so fast. You sound like Twista.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so let's get into our tea for the week. Go ahead.
You said go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay. My what just happened? Okay, my tea for the week is... My tea for the week is, where is it? Dan Levy on turning down role of one of the Kens in Barbies. In Barbie. He turned down the role of being one of the Kens in Barbie.
I heard about that.
Yeah. Which is sad because I feel like he could have been a main Barbie.
I don't see him as a Barbie.
Really? I do.
He's the guy from Schitt's Creek, right?
Yeah. We just watched his movie. You don't see him as any of those Barbies?
Sorry, as a Ken. Excuse me.
Oh, as a Ken... No, literally same. We don't see
our trash can just open.
Freaky. You don't see him in any of those cans?
No, because just as we talked about yesterday, we watched his new movie, What Good Grief?
It was good.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
On Netflix. And it's good. And we were saying how Schitt's Creek is so funny because like his style of comedy is so funny. And now he's played in Sex Education. Uh-huh. And then this new movie, he's very serious in it. But he still is like a little bit like.
It's like, I feel like how he would be in normal life. Like, he's still funny. Like, and cheeky. But he's like, it's a serious role.
A serious movie. And we're saying how it's funny how he's transitioned more to these roles and he's really good at them.
Yeah.
So I just, Barbie, I don't know. I can't see him in that type of role, though, for some reason.
Okay. I feel like I could, I mean, I think he's just a good actor. Like, I could see him being good in it.
I wish he would have been, though. Like, I like him.
It was just scheduling. He said, he's like still loses sleep over it. Like a huge Barbie fan, so
I mean, I wonder who we would have taken the place of. You know who really killed it in Barbie that people don't talk enough about? Huh. The other guy from Sex Education.
Yeah.
Let me look up his name.
No,
right,
what
now
is his name? He does kill it.
He's
in that movie.
He's one of the best.
I think I
would. And he's the best in Sex Education.
Hold on, let me look up some of the people in Barbie because I think I know who I would want him to replace.
Oof, his.
And I'm saying it, and I don't.
His name is Eric on Sex Education, and his first name, I'm going to butcher this.
Oof.
It's N-C-U-T-I.
What is it?
N-C-U-T-I.
I don't know.
Nicuti?
I don't know. And I have no idea.
I mean, honestly, like, you know we're wrong. We said emulsion. I didn't, but Ashley did.
No, Aaron has been saying that shit. I would have liked it if Dan Levy took... And this is another name, and I know he's so famous. I think he's even maybe a superhero. So, like, I'm just going to say it. I don't know how to say it, but I'm going to try. Simu Lee?
Yeah, Simu.
Okay.
Yeah.
I went with my gut on that one.
That's who I think he would take, too.
I would have loved it if Dan Levy was Simu Lee instead.
Especially because there was some drama.
I don't think that was real. Like, I think him and Ryan Gosling are fine. Like, I think people were just like...
Oh, you don't think that's true?
I don't. I think Ryan Gosling, one, was, like, really being Ken. Like, okay. In all of these things. Like, all of his interviews, he was just, like, in character all the time.
Okay.
But I feel like... And, like, Simu's fine. He did a great job.
I thought he was good in the movie.
He's a really good actor.
Yeah.
I think... I am a big Dan Levy fan, so I would have liked to have him in there.
That was a good movie that we watched yesterday. I did not think
you were shitting on it. You were shitting on it last week. You were like, it's gonna be too sad, and I was like, that.
Well,
doesn't
it's about
mean it's...
someone's spouse dying. I was like, I can't watch this.
It's
I'm
called
gonna be
good.
Depressed.
It's called Good Grief on Instagram. You guys should, on Instagram. I'm fucking weak. I love social media, bitch. On Netflix, you guys should see it though. I liked it. It was really good.
10 out of 10. No, it's not 10 out of 10. It's great. It's a good watch, and it takes place in Paris. I like it.
I think it was like an 8.5 out of 10. It was good.
It was good. That's what I was saying. It was crazy for me to throw out the 10.
No, it was crazy.
Okay, you ready for mine?
Yep.
eBay fined $3 million after workers harassed couple and sent live spiders and cockroaches to their home.
What?
Online retailer eBay. Wow. Let me start over. Online retailer eBay will pay $3 million fine to resolve criminal charges over harassment campaign waged by employees who sent live spiders, cockroaches, bloody pig mask, and other disturbing items to the home of a Massachusetts couple.
Yo.
Why?
No, you guys.
Why?
You guys.
Why?
No.
But
no.
Also, too, it's crazy that eBay has to suffer the consequences of those few employees. You know what I mean?
Like, I'm stunned right now.
That's crazy.
That's sickening.
That's crazy. So that really sent me.
No, that's like wild. People have really lost it.
People are not okay.
They're not okay and they need help. You guys need fucking help.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Well, we talked about your toxic trait already.
Yeah. I eat until I pop.
Dead.
Can't wait till we're done doing this. I'm going to go have some of those strawberries.
Oh, we got to make them with bananas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the next step.
Yep.
Okay, my toxic trait is, oh my gosh, I had it. What was it? Oh, people are going to hate on me for this, and I already got hate on my Instagram today.
Let them have it.
But I love marshmallows in my coffee sometimes on a snow day.
Yep, you do. You do.
I love a marshmallow. And you know what? I love a vegan marshmallow. Let me take it a step further. And I got so much hate. People said, you're a freak. Eat regular marshmallows. Not a freak. Stop. What are those? Sick. One person said those are good.
Hmm.
And I'm just here to set the record straight that they are good.
Yeah.
And it does make the coffee better. And I always ask myself, why don't I do this more?
You should.
Why don't I do this more?
You should. I think it's because we forget we have them.
Yeah. Well, we never have them.
Yeah.
I think the moral of the story is do whatever you want to do.
Do whatever you want to do and don't throw shade at people that want to do something else.
Yeah. I'm not DMing someone and saying, oh, you're a freak for not having marshmallows in your coffee.
She is, but.
Well, once they say it to me first.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
So.
But that's different.
That's different. You started it.
You started it and I'm going to finish it, freak.
That's the thing. Don't start no. There won't be no. But all love at the same time.
It's always love. It's never serious.
It's never serious.
I hope you guys think that. It's just never. It's not that serious. That's my motto of 2024. Remember?
And if you think this podcast is about you, it might be.
If you think everything we said about you today was about you, think about yourself.
Think about why.
Think about why you think that.
And don't text us.
No, just think about it. Like, then you're doing some of that shit.
Because it's someone that wouldn't text us.
Of course.
Because want to know why? There are so many examples of it.
Of course.
So it's other people into the world. So it might not be even about anyone you know.
You might not know this person that we're talking about that really sent the trigger off.
Well, there was one person that set the trigger, but then there was like five to follow.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And now we're noticing this trend. That's why we had to talk about it.
A lot of people are talking about how they are not into social media.
And if you have a friend that's doing that, you got to call them out.
No.
Whenever they post, call them out then.
Been like, oh, I thought you didn't like social media.
I thought you didn't like social media. Deborah.
Hey, Debbie, I thought you weren't sharing your stories anymore this month.
Why did you just post your lunch?
Literally.
Why did you just post your lunch when you said you hate sharing on social media?
Because I want to see what you're eating for lunch, but you told me you didn't want me to see it.
You told me that you were at peace. I'm a loser for being on social media, and now, I wanted to see your lunch, Debbie.
So does that make you a loser then, Debbie?
It's like the tables have turned. Who's the loser now? Okay.
I will put people in their place.
Anyway, we love you guys.
Yep. We'll talk to you guys later.
Write us at toxicitypodcast@gmail.com or send us an anonymous link. And you know what? If you have someone that's being like toxic like this in your life, please let us know. We need to know.
Yeah, let us know.
Okay, bye.
Ciao, ciao, ciao.